It is a dark day for freedom of expression, particularly the free media, what's played out in the United Kingdom. Prince Harry versus news group newspapers, or and news groups newspapers, which is how you'd call this court battle in the Commonwealth. Anyway, Prince Harry's legal team said it's a monumental victory. They've been given an amount of damages that is not been published, and these things are usually undisclosed. Why? Is it because it's embarrassingly large? Is it because it's pitifully small? It might be a pittance, in which case it's not a bit as big a victory as they like to pretend. So I think that's more likely. Or it might just show just how rich Prince Harry is, that he has tens of millions of dollars. The man who's got this much vaunted concern and compassion for the needy and the vulnerable, who never gives them a penny of his own money, but is always exhorting ordinary people to dig deep and give to those less fortunate than themselves. That there he is preaching at us from his mansion in Montecito, living up on the high life, but actually does nothing to help the people he pretends to be concerned about. So sadly, the rich and powerful are getting to censor the media more and more. Okay. So he's against the tabloid press. Now, Lord Tom Watson, a scumbag demagogue politician, was on his side in this one, who was lauding Harry's so-called valour in doing what, in going to court. Anyway, so this trial was expected to last several weeks, but it's actually closed very quickly, this out-of-court settlement. So news group, newspapers, NGN, has made this agreement, so the court case doesn't need to proceed. Anyway, News Group Newspapers has spent an awful lot. They said up to £1 billion defending previous claims for many other different claimants. And so they didn't want to have to spend a great deal of money on this. So Prince Harry said this is really about accountability, not money for him, in which case, why did he want any money whatsoever? Okay, so he said that there was a huge cover up. And News Group Newspapers is owned by the Australian-American media mogul Rupert Murdoch, who's now in his 90s. But there were 1,300 claimants. I don't know. I mean, in watching, there was a class action. Are they all part of this? Or is it just those two? So Lord Watson, the former Labour MP, certainly he was a co-claimant on this one. Was there unlawful activity in gathering information they use for their reportage? But anyway, the police didn't follow it up. There doesn't seem to be evidence of criminality there. Now, Prince Harry pursued an action against Mirror Group newspapers, and he was fairly successful in that one. So the civil law very often leads to an out-of-court settlement rather than fighting it to the end and the judge actually deciding. These civil actions in the United Kingdom, they're almost always decided by a judge alone and not a jury. Defamation is one of the few civil actions in which a jury sometimes sits. It'd be up to the judge whether to have a jury or not if the parties themselves don't agree either to have a jury or to have a judge hear it alone. Anyway, some people thought that the legal costs would be over £10 million in this case. And so if the claimant wins, they would have to, their costs would be paid by the defendant and there'd be damages on top of that. Or it could be the other way around. If the defendant wins, the claimants have to pay the defendant's costs. So this is a rich man's game. So effectively, you know, the media, which is reporting for the millions, has had to cave into some very rich and powerful people. The media can't report the news that's of interest to the public and indeed public in the public interest. And I know those two things are not exactly the same thing. So there's an apology from News Group Newspapers, and it says there was serious intrusion into the life of Diana, Princess of Wales. But wait a second, she's dead. She's not a claimant. As they say in law, beware all those who breathe. What's that got to do with anything? So that's a throwaway line, really. And it shows, I suppose, it's not about law. It's a personal grudge, which goes back to Harry's childhood. Now, his relationship with the media, even the tabloid media, was not adversarial. until Meghan Markle came on the scene. He got married to her in 2018. He'd been dating, I think, only since 2016. They got engaged in November 2017. But prior to 2016, there was astonishing cordiality between him and Fleet Street. That's a synecdoche for newspapers in the United Kingdom. He'd take them all out to the pub. He would pay for the drinks and so on. And the coverage of him was universally favourable. It's only when Meghan Markle came on the scene that relations between himself and the press took a sharp turn south. And now he really hates the guts of quite a few media outlets. Anyway, Prince Harry's lawyer said that Rupert Murdoch's media team had engaged in illegal practices. Now, I'm not aware that any court has found that, because yes, the media, they're allowed to have and use investigative journalism, lie to people, go undercover and things like that. But there are some things that's all that is lawful. There's some things that would be illegal, and just being a journalist isn't a sufficient reason for them to do this. And sometimes newspapers would hire private investigators to do it, but as they're still doing it on behalf of another, then the media outlet is still liable, qui facit per alium, facit per se. Right, so the News of the World, which went bust in about 2010, that had engaged in some illegal activities, some phone hacking. But I don't think the News of the World is part of this, because that's defunct 15 years ago. So Harry says there was lots of toxicity in the media. So really, it's because some of the coverage was unfavorable, and he can't abide that. He arrogates to himself censorious right. He wants to block stories which don't reflect credit on him entirely. So any reportage, any commentary which is less than laudatory, he finds absolutely outrageous. If it's about his wife, it must be racist, even if it's a non-white person who's saying it. No. It's got to be completely fawning. He wants to be like Saudi Arabia or something, or Thailand with his les majestés. Oh, yes, Harry, you're the greatest. You're so compassionate. You're the biggest victim in the world. You never did anything unwise or foolish or racist yourself, like wearing a swastika armband when you're 19, or getting drunk, or assaulting journalists, or sexually harassing drunk young women by showing them your penis in public in Las Vegas. No, that was entirely acceptable behavior, Harry. And you really are a paragon of virtue, and you really are in a position to tell everybody to clean up their act. Yeah, what a fine example he sets for everybody else. Prince Harry, who is an anti-imperialist, which is why he was fighting in Afghanistan, who's really a friend of racial justice, previous occupation, killing brown people in Afghanistan. So that's him. That did so much to improve relations between the Western world and the Muslim world. So well done, Prince Harry. And he considers Africa his thing. I can see how 21st century and anti-imperialist he is. Wow. A lot of his filthy lucre ultimately comes to the British Empire, but it doesn't cross his mind to disgorge any of these ill-gotten gains. Anyway, I think it's really bad news. And I think those who step into the limelight, well, they're asking for it in terms of the press, and the press are allowed to be nasty and unkind, and being nasty often pays better than being nice. Prince Harry should know, as he's very vicious himself. Look at his book Spare, which is an absolute hatchet job on his family. Had it been entirely positive about his kinsfolk, then it wouldn't have flown off the shelves as it did. Yeah, so it took a strong stomach to read that one. So this is very worrying that the press are no longer to robustly investigate people in the limelight. Okay, if you live by the media, you'll die by the media. If you invite them into your life, you can't get them out and say, well, you can only say things I like. Right, thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.